Hospitals in Michigan also are facing tough choices as they treat a growing number of uninsured and underinsured patients. The downsizing of the auto industry has left many workers who once had generous health benefits without any insurance at all. Noah Ovshinsky of member station WDET reports.
Dr. George Nachik is one of those physicians with an easy bedside manner. He's quick with a hearty handshake and a smile. And he's a man on a mission. On this day, sitting in a typical doctor's office, Dr. Nachik isn't worrying about his patient's insurance status. He doesn't have to. He knows all his patients are uninsured.
We treat patients for free, and you get a different satisfaction than you do when you treat someone in the office and you get compensated for it. That's our job. This is an act of love.
In between seeing patients, he follows up on other cases with his medical staff.
However, if he gets a lot of pain and inflammation,
he approaches the task with zeal, trying to figure out how this particular uninsured patient can get free medicine and specialty care with the help of medical assistant Debbie Houchins. Dr. Nachik, along with more than 30 volunteer doctors, runs a free clinic twice a week for former Ford employees. He works at Oakwood Health System, which shares a long history with the automaker. The hospital itself is practically surrounded by Ford. Dr. Nachik started the clinic in response to the growing number of uninsured here, largely driven by layoffs in the auto industry. It's a problem that hits close to home, even for those who volunteer at the clinic, including medical assistant Debbie Houchins.
I kind of know what it's like because my husband works for GM, and he's not laid off yet, thank God, but I see a lot of people, and I know a lot of his friends and everything that work in all the big three that are laid off, and this is our time. We need to help each other. This is what it's all about.
Michigan has traditionally enjoyed an uninsured rate that ranks well below the nationwide average. Now that's changing, and hospitals are feeling the pinch. Oakwood went from absorbing $35 million in uncompensated care just a few years ago to more than $75 million today. In addition to a higher level of volunteerism, the hospital is responding by cutting staff and postponing construction projects. Other area health systems have announced even deeper cuts.
I think people think the uninsured are sort of down and out, maybe, you know, haven't lived their lives the right way. It's not true.
That's Nancy Schlichting, the president and CEO of the Detroit-based Henry Ford Health System, one of the few hospitals in the region that's still in the black.
These are predominantly working people. Often people just find themselves, you know, in a tough situation for a period of time. In a few months, they might get a job and have insurance again, but when they don't have that insurance, it can be a very scary time.
Schlichting says a visit to her hospital's ER would reveal the human cost of rising unemployment.
They're coming in much sicker than they have in the past. The reason is that when you don't have any coverage, you tend to delay your care, and you wait until you are so sick that there's no option, and you come in at that point. If you have no ongoing relationship with a physician and you have no coverage, sometimes you don't get the proper follow-up care, and those can also be readmissions to the hospital if we're not careful.
Like elsewhere across the country, the problem of uncompensated care is an urgent one in Michigan. Industry officials here say the state's hospitals spent $879 million on such care in 2008 and expect that number to likely top $1 billion this year. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.